This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
In the evening, you're with Kelvin and Cam on the Evening Edition. Sean Danis is also with us in the studios for Market Wrap. The Ministry of Transport says private vehicle owners can now have all their windows tinted, but they have to apply a permit, and that will cost about 5,000 ringgit. Sean, I believe you have more details on these new regulations.
Right. It's not that easy, actually. So there's a vetting process if you want to darken all the front windows 100%, but there must be a valid justification for it, perhaps for safety reasons or other things. And the JPJ will process the application and check the applicant for criminal records and outstanding summons. And if approved, the applicant must pay 5,000 ringgit for a two-year permit. And after 2 years, they'll be vetted again to extend the permit for another 2 years, and you have to pay another 5,000 ringgit. However, if you have a medical condition verified by doctors, like skin issues, vision-related problems and whatnot, then it's free of charge. Wow. If you don't want to pay, then the current rule applies. For front windshield, you should allow 70% light, while for the side windows, you should allow 50%.
So the charges only apply for front window tinting. What about the rear windows? I understand that there are some changes there as well.
Yes. So previously, rear car windows, they must allow at least 30% light to come through. And under the new regulations, you can have 100% tinting at the back. And Minister Anthony Look said they needed to bring in these changes because of international standards. And there's a lot of demand for it as well, among others. And he also explained the rule for imported vehicles, which come fitted with tinted glasses.
Number one, we want to follow the standard regulation set by UN, the UN regulation, which before this, we have 30% requirement. Of course, we want to follow that, so to make it in tandem with the regulation adopted by the UN. Secondly, we know there is a lot of practical problem for many cars, especially for imported cars. Some imported cars, such as those from Japan, most of their cars, they have tinted glass behind, at the back, and at the passenger seat. So when they come in, any imported cars, they have to go for car inspection. The moment they go to Puspacom, they will fail. What they will do, most of this, I can tell you what's happening on the ground, there is always an accessory shop nearby Puspacom to do a business of exchanging the tinted glass. A renter for a standard tinted glass just for the purpose of inspection. And the rate is 800 ringgit. Just for the few hours, the moment they go for inspection, they pass the inspection, go back to the same accessory shop and change back to their tinted glass. So that's what's happening on the ground. So we want to do away with all this, make it simple for car owners so they can pass the inspection and along with our regulation, UN 43.
Wow, that was Transport Minister Anthony Lok fighting against the tinted glass syndicates that apparently exist.
Apparently, there are shops just near Puspacom to temporarily change your windows. So after you pass the inspection, then they change it back.
And who said Malaysians weren't innovative? Moving on to Bursa Malaysia, Bumi Armada shares were surging up earlier today. What's the updates on the counter?
So Bumi Armada Berhad was among the top active counters today, spiked about 2 sen earlier today. And this comes after the company secured a 9-year floating production storage and offloading, or FPSO, contract in India. And the deal is valued at 8.8 billion ringgit. And analysts believe there will be more movements on the counter when more details become available on the capex value and the funding approach, which will reflect earnings contribution from the contract. And Bumi Armada closed up 2.3% at 21.5 sen.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.